For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last week, the Tennessee General Assembly kicked off with a discussion not about the budget or education, but about cold medicine. More specifically, a key ingredient in certain cold medicines, pseudoephedrine. It's also the main ingredient in meth, which is cooked up in illegal meth labs across the state. That's why Governor Bill Haslam wants to make it harder for people to buy large amounts of cold medicine containing pseudoephedrine. In this week's Capitol Hill conversation from WLPN in Nashville, Bradley George talks through the governor's proposals with Andrea Zielinski, a writer for the Nashville Post and Nashville Scene.
So I know in the past when I've had a bad cold and I've wanted to buy medicine that has pseudoephedrine in it, it's already pretty hard to do that in Tennessee. You've got to go to the pharmacy counter, you have to show them your ID, then you have to sign for it. How is the governor's plan different from that?
What the governor's plan is going to do is it's going to mean that you can only buy a limited amount of drugs that have pseudoephedrine in them at a time. You're going to start with a 10-day supply. Pharmacists could have the discretion to double it. But if you're going to need more than that, you're going to have to go see your doctor if this proposal passes.
And how does the governor know that what he's proposing is going to be effective?
Well, he doesn't know that. Fact of the matter is the legislature has done several things to track individuals who are buying these products in an attempt to reduce the amount of pseudoephedrine out there that can be used to be producing meth. But the last couple attempts haven't worked. So this is the next step, and we're not positive it's going to work. The governor seems confident that it will, but it's yet to be seen.
Well, there are actually many law enforcement officers out there who wish the governor would go further and just make it prescription-only, period, which is the case already in Oregon and Mississippi. And there was a Vanderbilt poll that came out a little while back that showed that, you know, two-thirds of Tennesseans, they're okay with requiring a prescription for pseudoephedrine. So why didn't the governor just do that instead?
That's a harder political sell because you have the pharma industry, you have medical association that don't want to see individuals have to go over to the doctor's office in order to get a prescription for something that they already get now. So that's going to be a tough sell for the governor. He seems to have some legislative support at this point, but you're still going to have outside interests who really don't want to see that happen. And thus, in this bill that's kind of trying to find a middle ground, whether or not they can actually get behind the governor on that.
Well, there are actually several lawmakers who in the past have said they've opposed requiring prescriptions for pseudoephedrine. Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey was one of them. He's had a change of heart on that issue. Why is that?
Well, out in his area of, you know, more rural East Tennessee, you know, he's seen a lot more of this in person. He said hardly a news cycle can go by without hearing about meth, without there being some meth lab issue that was found. And we've had 1,700 meth labs found in the last year. We don't know if that's a indication of law enforcement doing a better job or if there's just more meth labs out there. The lieutenant governor has seen that a lot more in his area, and I think he's sold it. Something needs to be done, and I think he's pretty happy with this being the middle solution.
And he is supporting this. So is House Speaker Beth Harwell. That means it's not going to have any trouble passing the General Assembly, right?
Well, the big question is going to be these outside interest groups and how much leverage they can put on legislators to try to fight this. Again, this is looked at as this compromise, but if you have the pharma industry, you have pharmacists who aren't quite on board, and you have the medical association that doesn't want to see these so-called, you know, meaningless doctor's appointments just to get products with pseudoephedrine in it, it still has an uphill battle.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Zielinski writes for the Nashville Post and the Nashville Scene. She joins us to talk about what's happening at the state capitol.
And that was Capitol Hill Conversation with WLPN's Bradley George in Nashville.